I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alicia.
And this is a podcast where we watch movies that feature queer women, however defined, and then we talk about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been gone for a while.
We've been gone for too long.
Yeah. Sorry about that. We had actually planned a small, like a 2-week hiatus, but it ended up being way more because of circumstances.
Yeah, so I think it was like semi-accidental that we planned the 2-week one because it snowed in Seattle, you know, last month.
For like the entire month. It was like crazy.
Over a month ago.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely insane. And there was like, we were going to meet and I couldn't leave my house, I think.
Yeah. Well, it was really sketchy. Like, I couldn't really leave mine either. Yeah.
I remember we were texting back and forth and we were like,
and the thing is, it wasn't even that much snow. It's just that like Seattle can't deal with it. And so it just, it doesn't have to be that much for it to be really unsafe to drive. And my car was literally stuck for like a week.
My car, I tried to leave my house and it got stuck 3 times just in my neighborhood.
Yeah, that happened to me too. I tried to leave. I had to ask my neighbor to help me. And then I immediately regretted ever trying to leave because I thought, shit, I have to actually go back and park on my street and like, how am I gonna do this?
Yeah.
Somehow I did it and then I was like, goodbye car, I'm not gonna touch you again until this is done.
I will live in this area that I call my home.
Yeah. I will just walk.
And then,
but we couldn't walk to meet because we live really far away from each other. We live
very far away from one another. And then last week we were planning to get together, but my car, its transmission failed, which, you know, it's like the heart of the car.
Yeah, it's a little bit important.
So I was,
and very unsafe to drive when it does not function.
Very unsafe. It was funny because I thought it was just like a sound, and then I got off the highway and it started like jolting. So, you know,
that if is that scary. Ever
happens to your car, stop driving it.
Yeah. Abandon it. Just kidding.
Let someone know about it. They can pick it up. Call AAA. So I texted Sarah and I was like,
and I was like, it's okay, because I actually was at a baby shower anyway.
Babies.
Anyway, and the other weeks were because I think I was gone or you were gone or something. We had both. Something. Yeah, yeah, we were both gone. I don't know.
What'd you do? Didn't you have like a writer's thing?
That's right. I had a writer's something.
It's so what long the heck ago. Was
it? It does feel like it was so long. It was either a class or some kind of meeting or something. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah. And then
then the other week you were gone, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went to Leavenworth.
Oh, yeah.
North Washington, which is this little, like, Bavarian town.
I've only seen pictures. It looks really cute.
It is. It's like Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Come to life.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So.
And pretty mountains and everything.
So pretty. Yeah. So if you're ever in the area in Washington and you like Sound of Music and you like Bavarian German things.
It's a big Christmas time destination.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still have the Christmas lights up in February.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know that they also, like, if you want to book a hotel there for Christmas, you have to book like 5 years in advance or something.
Basically, yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
Where we were, we had, you know, like an Airbnb, but it was like, I don't know, it was packed downtown.
Yeah.
I'm just like, whoa.
And that's February. Yeah, like, February. Imagine it in December. Anyway, that's the story of our life sagas as to why we've been gone for so long.
Yes.
But we're excited to be back.
So excited.
Yeah. And today we're talking about a movie called Anchor and Hope, which, as far as I know, is a 2018 movie. We were just talking about this because you said you saw online it was 2017. But
yeah, but Google has lied to me once before.
Yeah, Google's not always right about stuff.
Maybe it was like filmed in 2017?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure making movies is such a long process. I'm sure it was like started a million years ago.
Something
but
like that.
Pretty sure it was at least released in the U.S. last year in 2018.
Because you saw it.
Because I saw it at something. It was either Twist or SIF. Probably SIF.
I thought it was Twist.
Actually, it was Twist. It was Twist. That's because, the Queer Film Festival.
Yeah, because I remember I wasn't able to go to that one or something like that.
Yeah.
but you...
Yeah, I went.
And you were like, I saw this movie.
Yeah.
And I have feelings about it.
Mm-hmm. It was...
At least that's what I remember.
No, I do have feelings about it. It stars Tonks.
Yes, whose Tonks.
Real name, I can't remember.
Natalia Tena.
Yes.
Yes. yeah, she plays Kat.
Tonks should have been gay, as an aside.
Yes.
But anyway.
Absolutely.
She plays Kat.
Kat. Yep. And then we have Una Chaplin as Ava.
Mm-hmm.
And David Verdaguer. I'm probably saying that wrong. It's Roger. I put a boy's name down.
You did. Good job. Aww.
I put his name down. And it has a male actor, Carlos Marquez Marcet.
Who does he play?
The director. Sorry.
Oh, okay, okay.
yeah, so that's the director. But yeah, for the most part, it's just these three characters.
Yeah. It is. And it's definitely a character drama.
Ugh.
Like, it's a little long, I would say. That's my first impression of it, is that it didn't need to be that long.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah.
It's broken up into, like, three chapters, essentially. Yeah. And they're, or no, four.
Oh, okay. And they're divided by, like, these long shots of this boat going through a tunnel, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so our...
They live on a houseboat.
Yeah, our main characters live on a houseboat. And I wonder if that's kind of... Like, part of it taking forever, I feel like, is because they were living on a houseboat and it showed so much of what living on a houseboat is like.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, this is interesting in the beginning and now it's not anymore.
Yeah. yeah.
Like,
well, we should say Roger doesn't live there. It's just Kat and Ava. And they are girlfriends. And Roger is Kat's friend from something, school or something?
Something like that.
They're like best friends. And he comes to visit.
And everything kind of falls apart.
Yeah. As it does when men show up. Just kidding. They had their own issues without him. He just kind of like functioned as this thing to... bring them to the fore a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's, he was kind of like the catalyst for them to sort through their relationship problems.
Yeah.
Because like...
Which they had plenty.
Yeah. From the very beginning, I feel like it's fraught.
Yeah.
Like there's...
Well, Ava really wants a baby.
Ava super duper wants a baby.
Yeah.
And Kat is, you know, to the point where she says, like, it's narcissistic to have a child.
Kat really does not want a child, but she really wants to be with Ava.
Yeah.
And she basically keeps leading her on. Mm-hmm. She's not very open with the fact that she doesn't want a child because she doesn't want to, like, ruin their relationship or whatever, but...
Yeah, instead of saying, I don't want a child, she says stuff like, it's narcissistic to have a kid, and we live on a houseboat, it's just not... Like, appropriate.
Yeah.
But really, like, the subtext of that is, I don't want to have a child.
Right.
And though Ava would mostly hear, I don't want to have a child with you.
Yeah.
And that I feel like Ava takes everything to heart.
She does.
Maybe more than she needs to.
Yeah. But I also think that Kat is, like, she avoids things too much.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Really hardcore avoiding things.
Yeah, this is one of those movies. I believe you had warned me that, like, I might hate this movie because
I probably did.
Like, how no one really talks to one another.
Yeah.
Or no one's really communicating.
Yeah,
Everyone's talking.
Everyone's communication is so ineffective. Kind of like in, what's that Thanksgiving movie?
Les Bomb.
Except not quite as bad. It's just different, but yeah, it's like everyone just doesn't.
Yeah.
They're not talking.
And Les Bomb was kind of the butt of the joke.
Right.
But
in this movie, it's just, like, really frustrating to watch because everyone just talks kind of past each other. Like, they're just not... They're not able to, like, communicate with each other, like, at all.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really frustrating to watch. And basically, like, the first chapter ends with Kat... saying, will you stop crying if we try?
Yeah.
So Ava is, like, sobbing over wanting to have a baby, but, like, I don't remember, like, the catalyst of that. But it's, like,
I know that's cat, a big red flag line right there.
Yeah, I know cat means to sound sweet, but yeah. One, it sounds semi like threatening.
Right.
Like, will you stop crying mm-hmm. if blah blah blah.
And also just, it's like, so too clear from her saying that, but like she's only doing it because she wants Ava to stop crying.
Yeah. I'd be so pissed yeah, if like
I'd be like,
said
well, you
me.
Obviously don't want to do this, so like, no, I won't stop crying if we try.
And then I think like Roger, he's just visiting to visit, right?
Yeah.
And then,
but he's like a typical, you know, like dude bro who never really grew up.
Yeah.
Like he's just really self absorbed and irresponsible, and he kind of gets Kat back into that like stage of life with him
yeah,
when he visits.
That's
like
a good way to put it.
They just drink a lot and laugh a lot and they think life is so funny and they can just like I mean, it's not that life isn't funny, but it's just like yeah. I don't
they
know.
Become like
they
teenagers.
Become, yeah, exactly.
They revert to being like
yeah,
teenagers again and like they negate their
yeah.
kind of responsibilities though
mm-hmm.
as I think of that statement I'm like they don't really have like
they don't
know,
really have responsibilities
jobs. They don't, yeah
yeah
they don't
true.
Have any other than like maintaining their houseboat
yeah
I feel like the girls the women excuse
yeah.
me they don't have much to really worry about
yeah
Does
Ava have a job?
I forget.
I do too.
I remember like
I don't think Kat does. No, she does. She does some random, like, maintenance stuff, I think, for houseboats.
Yes, that's
yeah.
what it is. Yeah, and she, like, helps build things for
yeah, yeah.
the houseboat community.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the second chapter is called You Don't Have Steady Jobs. which is, you know, once they finally decide to go ahead with this whole scenario and
yeah.
they ask Roger to be the donor,
mm-hmm.
Ava's, like, they tell their parents, and Ava's mom is like, oh, hell no.
That's right, yeah. I love Ava's mom.
And basically, Ava's mom is like, you don't have steady jobs. Like,
yeah.
what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. And then there's that scene where Roger, like, he brings some woman that he met back to the houseboat that he, like, wants to hook up with, and they're there, and they're like, oh, can you, like, jerk off now for your sperm because we want to use it now, and he's just like, oh sure, and he just goes in the bathroom and you can hear everything
because it's a houseboat.
Because it's a houseboat, it's very small, and then there's like these two lesbians and this other woman who's just like, what is happening?
Yeah, let's just have a nice
yeah.
moment to chat.
Yeah.
yeah,
and then the dude jerking off in the bathroom, everyone can hear.
Yeah, all good.
Sorry,
oh, yeah.
I interrupted you.
No. I was just looking at my notes because part of what Ava's mom is, like, pissed about is the fact that they don't have steady jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down generation full of bullshit, but I can't remember who said it. I think it might be Kat to Ava's mom.
Yeah.
To say that, like, their generation, like, you know, the baby boomers, essentially,
mm-hmm.
their generation of bullshit.
Yeah.
And, like, they... And I think she meant it in the sense of, like, they told their kids they could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they want to do whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's, like, they get criticized for it.
Yeah.
And then they start talking about money. And the mom says, like, money doesn't make a family, but I couldn't in my right mind do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... Yes.
Yeah.
It's like when you have, everyone has, for the most part, you know, a choice to have a child.
Mm-hmm. At least they should have the choice.
They should. Yeah. There are some women who are forced to
yeah.
bear children. Birth, bear, both.
Yeah. Either both.
It's a bearden. Anyway. But yeah, I've, not to get like too personal, but I've been in this situation before
mm-hmm.
and I've, you know, wanted to appease a partner and who wanted a baby. And I'm glad things worked out the way that they did because
mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine bringing another life into this world without having like a clear set of like support system.
Yeah.
Because that for me is huge, and mm-hmm. it's not as though you can't have that, but for me, mm-hmm. it was very important. And I think, you know, lesbians should probably think about that.
Yeah. I mean, everyone should think about that.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
Like, are you ready to have a baby? Will this baby have the best life possible? Mm-hmm. And I know that, like, you don't need money to have a good life.
Yeah.
But it certainly doesn't hurt.
No. Yeah. There's, I don't know. You need, like, some money.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, kids are really fucking expensive, and it's really, like, expensive even just to have a child in this country. Like,
yeah.
the actual birthing process where you go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't go to the hospital and you do a home birth, like,
yeah,
so you're probably paying a doula or something, mm-hmm. like, midwife. I don't know. It's a lot.
I saw, like, a medical bill that said skin-to-skin contact, mother and child. And
what?
It was, like, they charged $39 for the mother to hold the baby after
what?
It was, after she gave birth to her own child.
Where
skin
did you
to skin
see
contact.
This?
It was, like, on a bill for, like, this is how much money it costs to.
Whose bill was that? I mean.
Oh, I don't know. It was, like, a meme on Facebook.
Oh,
I
see.
Not a meme. What am I saying?
Like a
but
thing.
It was, yeah, like, a, you know, one of those
yeah.
messages. But it was just, like, an itemized list, like a medical bill,
mm-hmm.
what everything
mm-hmm.
is and what it's for. And it was just, like, really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm wary of things that show up on Facebook, but I also really wouldn't be surprised if that was a thing, given
yeah.
the medical system.
Yeah.
Quote-unquote medical system. Medical industrial complex
and
of the
how,
United States.
Yeah, like, it would not surprise me if they were like, well, we have to bill for that because it's actually, like, cutting into the time of blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah,
it's not,
I wouldn't be surprised either.
It's stopping our efficiency
yeah.
or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But I do know that, you know, that kind of, those arbitrary,
mm-hmm.
stupid shit.
Anyway, we got a little off track.
Anyway. The first pregnancy doesn't take,
mm-hmm.
And Ava miscarries, but then they try again, and it takes, right? I forget.
Yeah. No, it does, and then they break up.
Yeah, they break up. Roger's, like, super duper involved, and I feel like he's a huge part of why they break up.
Yeah, and I think he also, because he's not thinking at all about what it means to be a donor and what he wants.
No, he's way too involved. Like,
yeah.
I feel like both Kat and Ava, for the many, actually, I don't know. They, at least they first agree, like, we don't want the donor involved.
Mm-hmm.
He just is here for the sperm, and then
mm-hmm.
that's it. They're not going to have, like, the child isn't going to have a father figure
mm-hmm.
necessarily. In the donor.
Mm-hmm.
But
he ends up wanting that.
He really
yeah.
wants it eventually. Because he kind of agrees, like, oh yeah, it won't be a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as things progress, he really, really wants to be
yeah.
there. And he's way too involved.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, wants to go to the ultrasound appointments and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
Yeah.
I think
but they didn't do anything in writing or anything like that. It was really just like you're a dude here. Why don't we take your sperm and
yeah.
without talking about what it would mean, like
yeah. Which
that
is super
it was
dangerous.
Him. Yeah, it is really dangerous
yeah.
and really irresponsible.
Yeah, super irresponsible. Oh yeah, Ava asks, because Roger's so involved, Ava asks him to go back to Barcelona because she's
mm-hmm.
just kind of over it. I feel like she goes, like, back and forth in between, like, wanting him there and not wanting him there for the
mm-hmm.
sake of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's just like, nah, fuck it, leave.
Yeah. Wait, where does this movie take place?
I feel
Is it
like
England? Somewhere? The UK?
I think so.
Yeah. It's definitely not the US.
No, definitely not the US. But
it's got to be the UK somewhere because they all speak English.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess, yeah, Roger and Kat's character, I think, speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Because Roger is from
mm-hmm.
Spain,
mm-hmm.
Barcelona,
mm-hmm.
to be exact.
I want to go there someday.
It looks super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to experience maybe a night on a houseboat.
That'd be fun.
Kind of cool.
We have houseboats in Seattle.
Yeah, I feel like we should have more of them. Be kind of cool.
Yeah, Lake Union's kind of crowded already, though.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems crowded. I don't know nothing. Whatever. Anyway.
The whole city's crowded.
That's very, very true.
So yeah, eventually they break up. Ava lives with her mom.
Mm-hmm. Temporarily.
Yeah.
She moves into her own apartment.
Yes.
Where she makes a nursery and everything.
Yes. And.
And I think she's just basically planning to have the baby by herself.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because 6 months later, Kat shows up at Ava's.
Yeah. And they have very tearful and overly dramatic. I mean, I don't know. It would be dramatic in that situation.
Well, maybe.
It's been a while since we watched this movie. We were going to do it last week.
After, like, a month of that. No. So she didn't miscarry the first time. It just didn't take.
Okay.
But she miscarried, and that's why they broke up.
Oh.
Because Kat was, like, really relieved.
That's right. And Ava was mad about that. Yeah,
pissed that she was relieved.
Yeah.
And kind of made her say, like, don't lie to me and tell me you weren't relieved.
And then Kat goes for a long run.
Very long.
I remember that scene.
Five ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then basically 6 months later.
She's a really good runner, by the way.
She's quite good, especially wearing Converse.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I want to run with you.
I'm
slightly attracted to her. That's okay.
She's a babe.
Yeah. Anyway.
6 months later, Kat shows up at Ava's. And Kat is like, I want to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Ava's already pregnant. And Kat's just like, wait, how did that happen? Huh? What?
How did it happen?
I think she just went to a clinic.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't Roger's kid.
I don't think so.
No, I think you're right. Now I'm remembering.
Yeah.
I'm doing a terrible job of talking about this movie.
And it's kind of like slow.
It is
like
slow.
The movie's very slow. Mm-hmm. There's just like a lot of build up for not a lot that happens.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just, I don't know. Just kind of like, okay. It's kind of like being on a boat you can't get off of.
Yeah.
On a river.
Or like even the way boats move, like they're pretty slow compared to like cars or whatever. Or planes.
Cars. Wow.
Yeah.
I think this movie's, like, pretty artsy-fartsy.
Yeah.
In the sense that, you know, like, they live on a houseboat, and there's just so much drama, and no one talks to the other, anyone else.
Yeah.
Appropriately.
There's a lot of crying, a lot of lesbian tears.
So many lesbian tears.
Especially from Ava.
So many lesbian tears. There's a couple of sexy-ish scenes, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah, for sure.
Not totally notable, though.
No.
It's just kind of standard fare, doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. When you first saw this movie, what did you think when you, like, walked out of the theater?
Well, my first thought was that I was tired.
like the movie exhausted
you?
Yeah,
kind of. You know, there were things I liked about it. I liked that it was, I mean, I always like things that kind of center lesbian couples or just lesbians in general or queer women that, like, that's not their problem, really, being queer is not their problem. It's not like,
oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a coming out
thing. Yeah. I mean, nothing against coming out stories. They're great. But,
yeah,
it's just kind of like this is another stage of life that people who are involved with each other go through, and these two people happen to be women. So I always like that, and I really like whoever the Tonks actress is that I can't remember.
Natalia Tena.
Is that what it is?
Tena.
Okay. I really like her. I think she's a really good actor, even though her character definitely at points like annoyed me.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I think
she did a great job, and like she looked really cute.
Yeah, I think she's a great actor.
Yeah. Not to just, like, harp on appearance. I just thought she was, like, cool and androgynous, and her arms were really toned, and she ran really well, and so I just really liked her for that reason.
And she's kind of like a carpenter, too.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, she definitely is, you know, a little rough around the edges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not the most emotionally available.
No.
So that's kind of a stereotype.
That is definitely a stereotype. Yeah. And Ava's, like, way emotional, yeah. Which I feel like is another stereotype. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's, like, the femme-presenting one. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't think of it that way. Mm-hmm. So there are some, you know, stereotypes mm-hmm. in this film.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think of that until you said in terms of, like, this is just another part of life that people struggle with.
And yeah.
In this case, like, it doesn't matter who the couple is. Mm-hmm. It's because, like, deciding to have a child is stressful.
Yeah.
Or usually is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the process of it and whatnot. So, yeah, it is nice that it's not necessarily, like, lesbians, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It's and more like... even though, well, you said it was directed by a man, but I didn't feel like it was voyeuristic, really.
No.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I think it was
except
really...
that it was, like, long. And a little bit melodramatic, or a lot melodramatic.
It felt very European.
I guess so, yeah.
You know? It's just, like, a little too long.
Yeah.
A little too emotional.
Yeah. Maybe it's just the mood.
It is. Or something. It was a big mood.
It was a big mood. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you want to watch this movie, it's on Netflix. Isn't
it? Is. I don't know. I saw it on Wolf.
Oh, okay. I'm 99% sure I watched it on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Wolf On Demand. Yeah, I love Natalia mm-hmm. Tena, so I was just happy to watch.
Is she queer in real life? Do you know?
I don't know for
yeah,
sure.
I don't know either.
But, yeah, I was just happy to watch stuff with her in it, because mm-hmm. ever since I saw her talk, so I was yeah. like, wow, you are super fucking talented.
Yeah.
Even though... it's just Tonks.
Tonks is
such a small part. In
yeah,
the movies.
Unsung. She should have been a way bigger part, yes. And she should have been gay. Cause like, what the hell?
That and I had a different person in mind for who would play Tonks.
Oh, really?
But I
a
was
specific
still...
person.
Yeah.
Who?
So there was this character called Shaz in a British series called Bad Girls.
Oh.
And she's like very tiny, mm-hmm. slight. Mm-hmm. short mm-hmm. and has like a pixie haircut and it's like yeah. Kind of spiky
mm-hmm.
and I just like
that's definitely
something...
how Tonks was described in the
exactly.
books yeah
and it, like something about her face was like very like round and kind of like impish
mm-hmm.
which is I feel like how Tonks yeah. was described
like
in the
a fairy
books. Yeah
Tonks is kind of like a fairy
yeah
in the books
whereas Natalia Tena you know she's tall lean
yeah
muscular
mm-hmm.
and she did a perfectly fine job
oh yeah
Tonks.
Totally no yeah definitely
but yeah, it's just one of those things where yeah. you had someone else in mind. And you're like, oh, well, yeah, they'll do.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, in general, I mean, like, if you like kind of emotional movies, mm-hmm. this one's for you.
Yeah, if you're looking for lesbian melodrama, this
it's
one is...
right here.
Right, yep, this is it.
Smack dab right here. Yeah,
especially if you're looking for lesbian melodrama that involves pregnancy and...
yes.
The idea of having children.
If you are looking for clear communicators, mm-hmm. this movie is not for you.
No. Nope.
Just
don't even come here.
Just walk away. Walk the F away.
Yeah. But if you have a crush on Natalia Tena, then definitely watch it.
And the actress who plays Ava is also
yeah,
really
she's really
beautiful.
Good. Yeah. She's also a good actor for
yes,
sure.
Yes, she is.
Everyone
very good.
In this movie acted very well.
Yeah, I think so too. That
it's
was...
just that all the characters were like so annoying.
I made them not hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone is very beautiful in this yeah. film. Yeah, so check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't. I don't care.
Yeah.
But anyway. If you do, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
You can email us at galpalswatch@gmail.com or go to Instagram at galpalswatch.
Yep. Or you can go to Twitter at galpalswatch. You can go to Tumblr, galpalswatchthepodcast.tumblr.com.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We did it.
But Instagram's the place.
that's
FYI.
That's the main place.
Yeah.
It's good to be back and doing this.
It is good. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. We also have a new microphone.
Yes. We hope we can. You can tell.
Can you tell? Can you tweet us? Let us know.
Yeah.
Do I sound sexier? Do I sound less
200%
sexy? 200% less sexy.
No, 200%
yes.
sexier.
Yes. I don't care. All right. Have a great day.